come the Hawks. We're, yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, oh, it's upon us. It is upon us. Hockey season is approaching, and we are very, very excited, as we always are, when the Blackhawks get back in and play. And we're going to talk to Scott King in a second here. He's the co-host of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast and writer of Chelsea Blogger, both of which are available at WGNradio.com. Yeah, we're here until 5 a.m. How you doing? We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tile. Or Wild Card Wednesday coming up, 312-981-7200 is the phone number for your wildcard requests. We'll have another pop-up video segment coming up. Skip Skipley will be joining us after the 4:30 news. And in a little bit, I'm going to tell you about the most famous band from every state. Most famous band from every state. All that and more right here on 720 WGN. So, again, Chelsea Blogger is the name of the blog, and the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast are both available at WGNradio.com. And we welcome Scott King to the show. Scott, how are you, man?
Hey, Nick, what's up? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Tell everybody a little about your background. You a writer, sports entertainment writer, and a comedy writer. You contributed to Norm Macdonald Live and all kinds of other cool stuff. Give everybody a little background on you.
Yes. It's been a whirlwind. I've been very lucky to do a lot of things that I want to do for a long time. You know, I did stand-up comedy for about 10 years in Chicago and traveled around the country a little bit and got to produce some shows at venues like the Congress Theater in Chicago and the Laugh Factory. Got to work with people I wanted to work with that I liked on TV and got to know. And then I, you know, just started paying attention to this Blackhawks team and was watching them develop and really got a feel for the team. And obviously a lot of exciting things were happening. And I started writing for Chicago Now. From there, I started covering the team for Red Eye, then the Tribune, and, you know, also lucky enough to write for the Wall Street Journal and Playboy. And everything at WGN Radio has been phenomenal. It's been a great home for me to cover the team, and we've done a lot of exciting things there.
Yeah,
No
question about it. Absolutely cool. Let's talk about the latest Blackhawks podcast, the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast. It was taped at Blackhawks Convention. Tell us about who you had on. The podcast is available, right?
Yeah, it is. It's actually, if you go to the page on the website or even on iTunes, the newest one still. We're going to record a new episode on Thursday to preview training camp. But that was the last one, and it was awesome. This is the third season of our podcast, and it was a goal of mine in the first season to eventually get to do a live show, especially at the convention. I just want to do a live show with some of the players, but the convention would be phenomenal, and we worked with the Blackhawks, and it really went well. And, you know, it was kind of a bummer my co-host Mike Jacobson wasn't there, but he had a wedding. But, you know, I got to broadcast with the great John Whiteman and Troy Murray, you know, Blackhawks play-by-play announcer for many years with WGN Radio, who's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And Troy Murray joined us. He does the color commentary on the radio broadcast, as everyone knows. And they're just great to, you know, just to work. You know how it is, Nick, when there's guys who are in radio you really respect, and one day you're sitting next to them and you work with them. That was a dream come true for me. And then we have players come on. Tommy Wingles, who's from the San Jose Sharks, who's pretty dynamic, exciting forward, who's, you know, throws his weight around and can score goals, too. And he came on for, must have been at least 10 minutes. John and I threw a lot of questions at him, and he really had a great hockey mind, and he was great to talk with and get to know him. He's actually from the Chicago area, and we had prospects Anthony Lewis and Alex DeBrincat on the show. And Alex is a guy who people think he has a chance to make the team out of camp. I don't know about that, but I think you might see him some point this year. A lot of people think he might be the next Patrick Kane. He's got that superstar quality to his game.
The buzz around this guy is huge, and the fact that he's 19 is crazy. But he is going to be a part of the training camp roster, correct?
Yeah, no, he is, and it's not just it's not just that people want him to be a superstar. It's that he can score goals. He's very active. He has a good nose for the puck, and I don't know. It's just going to be an interesting year, Nick, because you have them finish, losing in the quarterfinals in the first round 2 years in a row. And that's not acceptable for the franchise. It's definitely not acceptable for the fans. So I think you're going to see a better effort. And then the team goes out and makes all these moves. You get rid of Nicholas Yarmolson. Marion Hossa is not coming back. You lose Artemi Panarin, but you get back Brandon Saad and Patrick Sharp, and it's going to be interesting to see how the lines work out.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be real interesting to see what happens. And, after they were swept in the playoffs, I knew that things were going to change. Heads were going to roll, and, they had to make some moves.
Sam Bowman said change was coming at the end of your press conference. I don't think anyone could have guessed this much change. You're talking three big-name players that are not going to be there. It's unfathomable to think that I'm going to be going to training camp, working there, and even in the preseason, the games, and then in the regular season, and Marian Hossa is just not going to be there.
Yeah.
It's probably going to feel like we're still waiting for him to be there because he's a guy who has always been there, and he's always played really hard. He's always been great with the media. So, that one's unfortunate, but he had a great career, and he should definitely go into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, he's my favorite Hawk, and when I heard the news, of his early retirement, I was devastated as a fan, and as a person. I've like you, Scott, I've got to meet the guy and interview him and talk to him, and he's not only an amazing hockey player and a legend on the ice, but he's also an incredibly cool dude.
Yeah, that's exactly how everyone feels about him.
Yeah. Okay, so the Blackhawks training camp, tell me a little bit about that. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, it's going on at the United Center, and, it's interesting this year. Friday, they're having it at the United Center. So a lot of times that Donnie's, it's been at Notre Dame in the past, but basically you're going to have practice and scrimmages. Guys are going to play each other, and there's even been fights. You have guys trying to prove themselves, and you have guys who have already proven themselves for years who aren't going to take any crap from anyone.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting to see how hard the guys play, and then the next day you have the training camp festival at the United Center, which basically is free to everyone and gets sold out. So Friday's just for the media. Saturday is the festival.
Saturday
in the morning.
By the way, for anybody, if people have not gone to the training camp festival, it is a blast. It's
like a game.
Oh.
It is like a game, and you're seeing these kids try to make the team. And again, it's free. So
yeah.
I mean, people complain about the ticket prices, and rightfully so. But this is a chance to go see everybody, future superstars, guys who are superstars now, all the key players, and guys. There's guys like Patrick Sharp, who he overcame an injury, and he, in Dallas, was maybe starting to disappear a little bit because of his injury. You know, it was going to happen. And now anyone who's talked about him and his workouts this summer are absolutely gushing, whether it's Quinville or Saad, guys that see him working out and see how he's playing. He's really been putting a lot of work in to have a good season this season.
Yeah, and of course the ladies are very happy. That's.
I think they are, and there might be a hair competition between him and Ryan Hartman. Ryan Hartman kind of took up the hair gig, having the good hair on the tan.
I never even thought of that, but you're right, Scott. That's
what the fans have been saying.
Yeah.
I pay close attention to the hair talk.
Oh, you have
that's
to.
My main job.
Yeah, it's your main job. So you wrote about Patrick Sharp's return. Talk about that a little.
Yeah. No. It's interesting because at first, when I first heard that he was coming back, there wasn't a trade. They just signed him because they could afford to sign him. He was going to take a hometown discount to come back here because he had so much success and fit in and was a leader on the team and a fan favorite. And I think a lot of people thought, okay, he had the surgery. He didn't look that good after leaving Chicago, and he's, hockey's a game where you get up in your mid-30s, especially late-30s, you're considered pretty well past your prime. So I think people were expecting, great, he can be a third or fourth line guy. And, everyone, he's been juggled there with Quinville before, but I think after hearing how much work he's been putting in, how good he looks in the weight room and his conditioning and on the ice already in their unofficial workouts, I think he's going to be on the second line for a while. I don't know when Alex DeBrincat is going to be ready. I think he'll get a couple of looks, maybe mid-season. But I think one of the surprises, and there's always surprises every year, nothing works out the way you think, but I think one of the surprises this year is going to be how good Patrick Sharp looks.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was, when I heard that they were bringing him back, I was really thrilled that Sharp was coming back, and I was especially thrilled that Saad was coming back.
Yeah, for Sharp, it made sense to get him at a cheap price. Again, even if he wasn't playing like his former self at all, he's a guy you could throw in there, and he'll play responsibly. And he's and he's good for the locker room. But Saad, you're exactly right about that, Nick. Saad is, look, it was really hard to leave him. You know, there's kind of something might have gone wrong with the negotiating for a bridge deal or a new contract when he left after the Cup in 2015. And now he's back, and he's a guy who's only gotten better. He's only gotten bigger and stronger when he's in Columbus, and he's only gotten better around the net and handling the puck. So,
yeah.
Look, Jonathan Toews only scored 21 goals last year. He's coming off of two subpar seasons, really, and he knows that, and Toews said he's going to put in a lot of work. And I think that's the number one reason they went and got Saad for the parity and the strength for all the lines. Saad and Toews played great together.
Yeah.
Won two cups together, and they know where the other guy is. They create time and space so well. And look, Patrick Kane, you lose Panarin for that trade, but Patrick Kane won a cup with Brad Richards, who was, you know, past his prime, and Versteeg, who was past his prime. So he can play with anybody.
I agree.
So much more balance with bringing Brandon Saad back, and I think that's going to get Toews going again.
Yeah, I think it's a great move. Scott, hang on, okay?
Sure.
Scott King is with us. We are on the verge of Blackhawks training camp. It's getting close. Preseason starts soon, and then it's going to be the best time of the year, hockey time, and the Blackhawks will be back. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk more with Scott King, co-host of the Blackhawks Crazy podcast, writer for of Chelsea Blogger. You can get them both on WGNRadio.com, and you can follow Scott on Twitter at Scott King Media. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll talk more Hawks right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We hope to hear that song multiple times a night at the United Center throughout the season. And we're talking Blackhawks. By the way, coming up after the news, we're going to be talking with Matthew Hoffman, who is the programmer of the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series, about their latest movie. They're opening up their new season with a classic film that we're going to talk about, and we'll preview some of the other movies that they're showing for the new season. And Matthew Hoffman will be joining us in just a little bit. Right now, Scott King is with us, co-host of the Blackhawks Crazy podcast, writer of Chelsea Blogger, both of which you can get at WGNRadio.com. And we just wanted to talk Blackhawks just before the training camp starts, and we welcome Scott back. Scott, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
All right.
After the break.
Yes, exactly. So let's talk a little bit about your next podcast. Is you guys are going to post it on Thursday, correct?
That's right, yeah. We're taping it at 12:30, and Mike Jacobson, my co-host and producer, does a great job. I mean, he moves the show along. He's a hockey guy. We're the same age. And then he cuts it up real nice, too, and puts it up on the web for everybody. And that goes into not just iTunes. And, look, if everyone can subscribe on iTunes and leave a review, that would be awesome. It helps a ton. I want to climb the charts on iTunes.
Yeah.
But people are finding it, you know, all kinds of ways. It's on Stitcher and all the other app forums and phone applications, as Marian Hossa used to call them.
Yeah.
He would say iPhone applications. I don't know why he was talking about apps, but he said iPhone applications.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll have a new one Thursday.
All right, have a new one on Thursday, always available.
Yeah.
Make sure you check it out. Let's talk a little bit about this state-of-the-art ice rink that they're going to open up, the Blackhawks are going to open up. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, you know, look, I missed the they gave the media a tour the day of the draft, so I missed it. But it's going to be for the public. And I was actually talking to some of the people with the Hawks today, and they're really moving up the process of building it and opening it. It's I think it's expected for later in the winter, but it's going to be ready really soon. And the Hawks it's going to be their home ice to practice in. So they're going to be practicing there all the time. And there's two rinks. I think there's like 20 locker rooms or something.
Wow.
And the media, we finally get a nice workspace in their practice rink, because you might have heard or seen, Nick, that at Johnny's Ice House, we're in the bar room.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is, I mean, it's kind of cool. It overlooks where they play and where they practice. And there's obviously a lot of history there with Johnny's. I mean, it's a great rink, but it's always been funny. A lot of good memories working in the bar there. So it'll be interesting to see. I know we have a brand new media room. It'd be cool to see what they got in there.
Yeah, very cool. So we're looking forward to that. Lots of great things happening, lots of changes. So you were at the painting of the Hawks logo.
Yeah, so it's something I've only seen videos and pictures of before. So to be there and actually see the whole process, I guess I showed up at like 11:30, and they had started at 9, and the ice is completely empty. So you're not just talking about painting the Indian head, you know, one of the most beloved logos in sports. You're also don't forget about all the ads you see on the ice, your Coca-Colas and your Budweisers. So at 9 o'clock, that's completely empty, and it didn't get done till sometime between 12:30 and 1 o'clock. And, you know, the Blackhawks were nice enough to let me throw a few strokes of brown
nice.
Paint on the Indian head.
That's
so
cool,
I was honored to get to do that.
That's
was really
very cool.
Cool.
Very, very, very cool. Getting ready, man. It gets exciting. Once you see that.
There's nothing more symbolic than seeing the Indian head painted for the Blackhawks season starting. No. Hockey's really on its way now.
It's always, you know, I mean, every year when I look at the photos and videos of it, I just go, oh, man, we're getting so close. That means we're very close. So
yeah, especially this time of year when training camp's just a couple days away now.
Yeah. Also, another one of your blogs that you wrote about, you caught up with Jeremy Roenick, who was one of the greats, JR. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, he's a guy who's always been really accessible to me. And I don't know if everyone's had that experience for one reason or another, but I'm a kid who I grew up in the Chicago area, Nick, and it was my guys were Roenick, Chelios, and Belfour.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, getting to talk to him all the time is great. And he... In that story that's up there now, he spoke very candidly about, you know, I asked him point blank earlier in the summer, the Hall of Fame inductions came out, and again, he wasn't included. Yeah. It's a guy who's got over 500 goals and who was a fantastic player. And that should, you know, by everyone's standards, except for the Hockey Hall of Fame, I guess,
yeah.
be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and should.
He spoke very honestly about that. He's like, yeah. And he said, you know, that he doesn't get upset, but I think his exact words were that he wonders, you know, he wonders why there's guys, and he breaks it down there a little more, why there's guys who didn't have his numbers made it in before him. So, you know, it's a waiting game, I think. You know, I've talked to a few guys. I'm actually going to have a story coming out in a couple of weeks here probably, where I talk to other Hawks players who guys think they should make the Hall of Fame, and they all say the same thing. You know, you can't just sit around and think about it and wait. You have to kind of compartmentalize it in your brain and say, I did what I did. These are my numbers. I had a good career, I had a great time with whoever I played with. So it's something he tries not to think about. But I really appreciate his response and how honestly he spoke about it. It bothers him to some degree, basically.
Yeah, well, of course. And, I mean, he deserves to be in. There's no question about it. Also,
yeah.
Roenick, incredibly nice guy. Just a very cool guy.
Yeah, and I like that anytime you see him on TV during the game commentary, I think he kind of joked about it in my interview with him. He says what comes in his head.
Oh, yeah.
A guy who, you know, he was a tough guy, played tough, and he says what he thinks. And
yeah.
It's good. To a lot of former players are like that. They don't have a filter, and you kind of want to hear their thoughts.
Yeah. So what do you think of, what are your predictions here for the 2017-2018 Hawks? How are they going to look? What do you think?
Yeah, this year it's harder to predict than the other years. They did get gutted a little bit. It's not quite the shakeup after 2010, but again, you lost some key guys. You got guys back who used to play on the team. One guy's a little bit of a question mark and sharp, but he's looked good working out. Saad's only gotten better. I think, too, you're getting new guys on defense. Connor Murphy, they got in a trade when they sent Yarmolson away, and you have Kempney's going to take on a bigger role this year. And who knows? You never know who's going to make it out of camp either. So I think Connor Murphy could be a great player. I think he flew under the radar and played for not a great team in Arizona Coyotes, and he's a leader and a guy who can play really solid. I spoke with him today. That's up in a blog I threw up today. I think he could be a good fit for the Hawks. I think the defense with some guys who played a little last year and are getting a bigger chance this year, I think the defense could be a nice surprise. I expect the offense to look really good. I like the Lions, how you know, I kind of mentioned them already. I like Saad and Taves back together. You can't beat that. And Richard Ponick got a new contract, and he was fantastic as kind of a wrecking ball on the right wing playing with Taves. You know, all they were missing was a guy like Saad. That first line is going to be a terror.
Though Ponick had a hell of a season last year.
Just great,
oh
yeah. I mean, I remember one of the first couple of games, he had a hat trick and, you know, just throwing his body around, getting in the front of the net. And
scoring,
that's what you need on that line. And, again, Kane can play with anyone. Hartman and Schmaltz, you should expect more out of them. And Tommy Wingles will be a great guy in a third or fourth line, who I mentioned earlier. So I like the Lions. I like their offense. I think the defense could be a pleasant surprise. And you know what you're going to get from Corey Crawford all the time, too. I think he's as good as he is and as good as he always plays, I think he's actually looking to rebound last year because he had to overcome that emergency appendectomy.
Yeah.
He at times had a bit of a difficult year, but he's one of the top goalies.
Yeah, no question about it. I think it's going to be a great season, man, and I'm looking forward to it. And you'll be covering it. You are going to have your Blackhawks Crazy podcasts getting put up. You'll be writing on Chelsea Blogger and covering the Blackhawks for us here at WGNRadio.com and on the radio with us. Scott, always a pleasure, man. Thanks a lot for your thoughts, man.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Take care. Scott King, everybody. And again, he covers the Blackhawks and Blackhawks Crazy podcast and the Chelsea Blogger. And you can follow Scott on Twitter at Scott King Media. So follow him. He's very cool. And let's go, Hawks. All right, we'll take a quick break. We get the news coming up next on 720 WGN.